Now on the line with us to take a look at the agricultural weather forecast is Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse in Chicago. Good afternoon to you, Mark. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, glad to be here, Todd.
So we had kind of a gray weekend, especially Sunday. Saturday not so bad here, but wet and gray on Sunday, cold. And I'm wondering, producers still have some crop to get out, maybe some anhydrous ammonia to put on. What will conditions be like for the next couple of weeks?
Well, as we look out from now to the end of the month, actually two distinct patterns across the Corn Belt as you go east of the Mississippi, including in that Ohio. It's still, especially over the next 10 days, it's a wetter, cooler pattern. Not seeing any kind of, you know, excessive rainfall or anything that overall would really bog things down. But there will be a succession of frontal systems coming through, and with that will be some rain shower activity. And then also usher in some cooler temperatures, not like what we had back late last week, but we do see a slight cooler bias across the, a warmer bias across the western belt, and also a drier bias as well. So Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota, Dakotas, Kansas, anywhere west of the river where there still is some harvesting that needs to be accomplished, they'll have a favorable weather here coming up from now.
And then when you look into South America and talk about conditions there, they're in the midst of their growing season.
Yeah, down in South America, bottom line is that for Brazil, we see no red flags at the present time. Over the past week, there's been improvement in soil moisture across some of the drier soybean acreage in northern Brazil. More rain is on the way over the next couple of weeks across that same area, as well as southern Brazil. And overall, the next 2 weeks looks to feature near normal rainfall totals across the Brazil soybean belt and coffee in Brazil. Now, for Argentina, they're in good shape at this stage of the game. They are going to be trending drier as we go from now through the end of the month. And that's something to keep an eye on going into December. It's not of any immediate concern, but something to keep an eye on, and something less than ideal across South America at the present time.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse from Chicago, Illinois. Helps us wrap up this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.